is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's a Friday. I'm joined by John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty good this week, Jordan. It's a sad week for me because one of my great mates and my mentor passed away this week, Jimmy Johnson. Jim Johnson, the champion jockey, Jimmy. He was champion jockey in South Australia, champion jockey in Victoria, champion jockey in Singapore. He rode great horses, you know, he rode some of the greatest horses ever. He rode Rain Lover one twice, Tobin Bronze, who arguably could be one of the best horses in Australia. He was one of the best in Australia, went to America and was placed over there in the Washington International. Won the 1963 Melbourne Cup on Gaddam Gaddam, won in 68-69 on Rain Lover. Jimmy passed away at 92, but he was my mentor and a great mate for the rest. I've only talked to Jimmy in the... Funny how things change in your life. I talked to Jimmy at Christmas time, and then, you know, a couple of months later, he's just left us. So, you know, that's very sad for me. Yesterday was very sad.
Sorry to hear that, John.
Yeah, great guy, and you know, it's wonderful what the Melbourne and the Adelaide paper have put in. It said in this morning's paper, it said tribute to Top Hoop and Bloke, and that exactly describes him. Yep. Yeah, and another good bit of news this week too, Jordan, is Regalo Di Catano got into the $5 million All-Star Mile at Moonee Valley. You know, we plonked up for him a couple of weeks ago. He actually got a berth in that race, and it's worth $5 million. It's the richest grass, richest turf race in the world, over a mile at Moonee Valley next month. And Regalo Di Catano, along with Bohema, will be over there, and they'll be representing South Australia.
What are the chances, do you reckon?
Well, I think they've both got a good chance. Bohema will be one of the favourites. Regalo Di Catano, he won a race two starts ago, and then he only got beaten the length a couple of weeks ago, but I thought it was a very good run. They're going to be the best horses in Australia. That's what you're going to have. But luck in the run, and being Moonee Valley, you do need luck in the run there. Well, who knows? I'll be sitting home here and watching and cheering them on and hoping that we can bring it back to South Australia. You know, $5 million. I know the guys that have got Regalo Di Catano. They're five young guys. And honestly, mate, they said, why don't you come over to Melbourne with us on the Friday night and watch the race? I said, there's no chance for me. At my age, going with you, bloke. I said, you'll have to be dragging me along behind you. So I said, when you come home, I said, we'll just sit down and we'll have a little celebration when you get home. Hopefully you win. But look, John, the main thing is they're competing in the race. They're just happy to get there. And if they win it, well, you know, they're just going to be over the moon. But good luck to them. Good luck to both horses in the race here from South Australia. Now, this month, Jordan, as we've been discussing in the last few weeks, haven't we had some cup races? Like you described, I think you said Mad March for racing, but like we had the Sejuna Cup, you know, that was January, and then we went and then like we had the Lock Cup recently, and then we got the Kangaroo Island Cup last week, which I went to, which was fantastic. Then there's Penong tomorrow, then there's Port Lincoln next Friday, the 5th, and then there's Adelaide Cup on the 8th. There's Kimber on the 14th. Streaky Bay on the 27th, and I think there's a Port Pirie Cup. I think it might be a harness racing cup as well.
Towards the end of the month as well. So plenty of horse racing in March.
Yeah, there's a lot there, and you know, people, you know, can go to these country cup meetings, and you know what I find, I love going to those country cup meetings because the atmosphere is just fantastic. You know, Kangaroo Island was great. I went over with Alliance Airlines and they had a function over there at a place called Lavender Bay, and it's great to see Kangaroo Island getting back on its feet again. And we just had a fantastic day, good racing. Murray Henderson won the cup. He's only a Bantling jockey, goes to all the meetings, but he won the cup, and that was great to see. And I'd say that Kangaroo Island were very, very pleased with the results of their meeting last week because the crowd was just a very, very big crowd, and a lot of horses. You know, the main thing about those races too, Jordan, is, you know, they had, over at Kangaroo Island, they had capacity fields, you know, and it was great racing and a lot of betting and a lot of people there were very, very happy. Very, very, well, a lot of them were celebrating. That's the word I'll use, eh? And now what did you think about the tennis?
Got to say, I didn't watch it.
Well, I know that I tipped you a winner there in Naomi Osaka.
Yes, I think she's a very safe bet, though. She's really making her name known.
she'll be the best in the world for the next 4 or 5 years at least. But there was a young girl this week, Coco Girl. She's only 16 years of age, and my tennis advisor, which I'm not great on, I love watching it, but he said to me, she will be one of the best to work. She was only 15 when he told me this. She played 5 matches this week here in Adelaide, and she won the 5 of them, and she's only 16. So we've got something to look forward to, some champions coming along, haven't we, in the near future?
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of tennis players who'd love to have that kind of win rate.
they really would. And you know, like, I think, you know, one of the things I'd like to see, and he's been a friend of mine for a long time, and his dad, I grew up with his dad, Johnny Cale, but gee, I'd love to see Darren Cale coaching Australia. He's just got something that, you know, he brought Halep up from nowhere, you know, to win a Grand Slam, but he's just such a great coach, and I'd love to see him there. I'd love to see his name up the top of the list to say coach of Australian tennis, well, the Murrell side anyway. But we didn't go too good in the tennis, did we?
Actually, no.
Very ordinary. Yeah.
But it's also good that, you know, even during these COVID times with the Australian Open, we can have some international names picking up some victories.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see. But you know what disappoints me a lot, Jordan, too, in sport, not only tennis. If a player gets beat or a player's getting beat, they'll either retire halfway through a match at tennis, or if a player plays an ordinary game or gets beat, after the game they've got an injury. They don't have it before the game, and yet they say, I've had it for a month or two.
All the excuses, yeah, true.
they got more excuses than what they got in a Popeye comic. anyway, let's get on to this racing.
Yes.
We didn't do too good last week. We only had one winner. But it was about a $7 chance, $8 chance, but we had a few placings. But look, this week I've gone for a little bit of value there again at Murray Bridge. It's Gifford Hill tomorrow. And up there, Jordan, this is something of first in Australia. We've got a $200,000 Magic Millions race, which is running the country. I know you've heard of Magic Million races running in the metropolitan area, but this is a Magic Millions two-year-old classic. It's worth $200,000, and it's run at Murray Bridge at Gifford Hill tomorrow. So that's a step in the right direction, I think. Give everybody a chance tomorrow to go up there and collect $200,000. Okay, we'll go through the card. Murray Bridge, in race one, I like number 6, self-sufficient, about $8. In race two, I like number 3, another award's about $2.50. Race 3, second slip, pretty smart horse, this horse, Toddy Panel Riding, $2 in race 3, number 4. Race 4, number 2, I like Great Diviner, which is $3.50 about. Race 5, I like number 2, Sky Punch, which was $4. I thought it should have won the other day. It was unlucky not to win. Race 6, I like number 7 in this horse called Mezzaro. Look, this horse is trained by Anthony and Sam Freeman and Toddy Panel to ride. It's about $7. The favourite is very short. It's a horse called Scorched Earth, and it's only about $2. But look, I'm going for Mezzaro in this. Race 6, number 7. Race 7, number 8, I like Glory Game, is about $11. Race 8, number 4, Tibetan's about $3. And race 9, number 15, Warsfold. Well, this, I thought, should have definitely won the other day. Got locked back on the fence and never, never, ever got out of it. I think it'll win tomorrow in the last, number 15, Warsfold. At Flemington, number 1, I like. Race 1, number 1, Kalos, is $5. Race 2, number 6, Good Idea. Look, you look at his form of this horse and say, oh, look, Good Idea, I don't think this. But this was a horse that ran second in the Adelaide Cup last year. Philip Stokes trained. Look, it's on its way back, and I think it'll be here for the Adelaide Cup. I'm not sure. I don't know if Phil's got it nominated in a week or so's time, but if it comes, it'll be hard to beat here as well. Race 3, I like number 5, Bam's on Fire. Another one for Jamie Carr there. Jamie riding fantastically well at the moment. Race 4, number 4, Defiant Dancer. Race 5, number 2, Fabergino. Race 6, number 11, Buffalo River. These are about $3 or $4 chances. Race 7, number 2, Tagaloa. $4. Race 8, number 13, Celestine's about $8. And last, race 9, number 8, Snap Dance is about $5. We'll go through them quick. Race at Flemington, race 1, number 1. Race 2, number 6. Race 3, number 5. Race 4, number 4. Race 5, number 2. Race 6, number 11. Race 7, number 2. Race 8, number 13. Race 9, number 8. Over to Murray Bridge. And we've got race one, number six, Self Sufficient. I think it can win the first. Race two, number three. Race three, number four. Race four, number two. Race five, number two. Race six, number seven. Race seven, number eight. Race eight, number four. It's getting like Keno here, isn't it? race nine, number 15. Now, just a cheerio to the Stirling North girls, Jordan, because, you know, as we know, we love to get the girls a call. But Jimmy Sullivan rang up. They had a picnic up the last week, a barbecue up at his farm, at his stud last week, and he heard our cheerio call the week before. So next time they have a barbecue, you haven't got far to drive, but I've got to drive from Adelaide, but I think we'll be invited.
Sure, why not? Always like a barbecue. John, I've got to run this morning, but thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, Jordan, it's been great. Okay, thanks, mate.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.